Oh, hello and welcome to Thermagella, a little podcast. My name is Helen Melbourne and I'm a thermomix consultant in Gilgandra. And today we have been at AgQuip in Gunnedah, which for the southern people, that is the Henty Field Days, equivalent to that. And today we're going to talk with our team leader, Belinda Nugent, who is from Dubbo, and she's going to tell us her experience as a consultant and a team leader. So welcome, Belinda.
Thanks, Helen. Thank you for having me. I have to say I'm a little bit chuffed that you asked to interview me for your podcast. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, why wouldn't I?
Well, this is true. I'm so sorry.
Exactly. Tell us a little bit. How did you discover Thermomix?
Well, back in 2013, I had heard about a lady that was a Thermomix consultant in Dubbo, in the town that I live, and I still live there. And my friend had told me that this lady was very busy promoting Thermomixes, and I didn't really know what a Thermomix was. It was a cooking appliance, so immediately I figured that I didn't need a Thermomix because I could actually cook really well. But this lady was so busy doing Thermomix cooking demonstrations that it was like 3 month wait to get it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3 month wait to get a demo. And I thought, wow. And something in the back of my mind, I thought, wow, that's a pretty good business opportunity.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that. You know, never, no one ever asked me to come to a demo. No one ever told me that I could host a demo. And so I didn't, that was it.
Oh.
Finished.
Right.
Didn't know how to get a demo, didn't know how to find a consultant, didn't know, just knew about this lady that was really busy selling Thermomixes.
Yeah, okay.
But I didn't need one because I could cook.
Yeah.
So that was it.
Yeah.
And then one day my sister-in-law said she was going to a demo and she asked me would I like to go with her. Yeah, I'll go. But, you know, I don't need a Thermomix, remember, because I'm a really good cook and I can cook for lots of people and I can improvise and I didn't need a Thermomix. So she picked me up and off we went to the demo and on the way in, I said to my sister-in-law, I said, are you going to buy one of these things? She said, yeah, I am. So immediately I thought in my mind, well, if she's going to buy one, I'm going to buy one too because, you know, better keep
FOMO.
Yeah, FOMO, keeping up with the Joneses. Yeah. And I knew my sister-in-law was actually a really good cook too. Like, so she didn't actually need one either, in my opinion, but she was going to buy one. So that was my mindset. But I still didn't need one, you know, because I know how to cook. And then I went to the demo and I was just blown away by the possibilities of what a Thermomix could do for me. I could see that the prep that it would help me do with the style of cooking I did, jams and relishes and sauces and grating cheese. Like I did a lot of cooking for pony clubs and large groups through the show society and all those kinds of things. So the bulk prep, I could really see the benefit in that. I didn't have a rice cooker. I had a really old mix master, but that was probably it, and a bread maker. So I wasn't really a gadget girl, but I just thought, wow, this machine is.
And what model was it on?
So that was the TM31.
Yeah, so the button one.
So the buttons. No guided cooking. Yeah. No, it had a digital screen but no pictures. You had to read the menu and then enter the details. So, yeah, it was pretty basic but fabulous.
Yeah.
I just loved it. And not only did I love the Thermomix, but the lady that did the demonstration was just so incredible that I loved her too. And Carolyn, I hope you're listening. And I did, I just loved her. And at the end of the demo, I just like threw my hand up like a really eager school kid and said, I want one of those machines, but I want to be a Thermomix consultant just like you.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, October 2013.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
And what did Sean say when you got home?
Oh, well, him, like many of my other friends, oh, my God, Belinda, what have you got yourself into? What now? Those that know me, I have a very short attention span.
Mm-hmm.
I get bored very easily,
mm-hmm.
and I always need something to keep me busy and occupied. And I was kind of a little bit concerned about sharing with my friends and family that I decided to become a Thermomix consultant because they go, oh, yeah, but then you're onto the new shiny thing. But funny enough, in my teenage years, a girlfriend and I used to pretend that we ran a cooking show, and we used to call it Aunt Martha's Cooking Class, and we used to pretend that we were doing the chefing and the cooking. And so it was kind of a bit like a dream come true. So I was cooking for people. I was feeding people. They were loving the food. They were loving the Thermomix, and I was getting out of the house. My kids were still at school. But Sean kind of rolled his eyes.
Yeah.
Getting back to
But that. You showed him.
I showed him. And like, what are we 13 years later?
Yeah.
He still calls it the blender.
Yeah.
Still calls openly shares it that it's the blender.
So I
told my friends that I'm going to become a Thermomix consultant. But I had to have an interview with Carolyn. And I was a little bit nervous about that because I am competitive, and I just thought maybe I'm not what they're looking for in a Thermomix consultant. So I had a little interview and a chat, and Carolyn asked me, she said, so, you know, they like to set goals, and she said, you know, how many Thermomixes would you like to sell a month? And I said, oh, okay. Knowing what the commission was, I thought, yeah, I'd like to sell 10 Thermomixes a month. And she said, every month? I said, yeah, 10 a month. That'd be great. And she wrote that down. She went, okay.
And you had no idea that was a big number, a little number.
I had no idea.
You just did the math in your head.
I should be able to sell 10.
Yeah.
Go hard or go home. You know? I didn't know what that meant to sell 10. I didn't actually know what you had to do to sell 10. I think Carolyn was very excited that I said 10.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think for the first 7 years, I sold 10 every month for 7 years.
That's enormous. That's phenomenal.
It is pretty great, particularly given in those days, we used to fax or take a photo and email the order forms through, and we'd actually have to go to the post office and physically pick up a machine and deliver it to the customer. Like, every Thermomix was physically delivered in those days, and the customers loved it. But I, just going back when I first told my friends about me becoming a Thermomix consultant, I said to them, so we're going to have a demo, and I need to practice. So we had a demonstration at my house, and I don't know if you've seen a TM31 before, but it doesn't work. It would never heat unless you set the time. So you had to set the time, the temperature, and then the speed. And we were making risotto, and of course my girlfriends were around, and I told them, you know, we're practicing, and they were having a few drinks, and the night got fairly excited, and we got to cooking the risotto, and they're saying, oh my God, that risotto smells fabulous, oh, I can't wait. And anyway, the timer didn't go off, and I was thinking, oh, I can't actually smell that risotto, but they were saying how fabulous it smelled, so you can get a picture of what the evening looked like. And anyway, it turned out that I hadn't set the timer. So for 13 minutes, the risotto was cooking but no heat. So it was just stirring away for 13 minutes. So then we had to cook it again, or actually cook it. And so, but anyway, they loved it.
Another glass of wine.
Another glass of champagne, and off we went. And The next day, one of my friends sent me a text and said I would like one of those things.
Oh, yeah. The blender.
The blender.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, it's okay. It's okay, Donna. Jig's up. We can stop practicing now. Like, I'm done. And she said, no, I actually want to buy one.
Oh.
And I was like, really?
Oh, sale.
Woohoo. And so I bring cans. I've got someone who wants to buy a Thermomix. Oh, my God. And the great thing about team leaders is that you, they're the person that supports you in your consultancy. So they help you enormously at the beginning, and they're there for as little or as much support as you like. So Carolyn was fabulous. And I remember we'd go to Carolyn for training and meetings. And one day, my car was having a service and Carolyn was driving me back. And I think while we were driving, her phone rang 3 times and she sold 3 Thermomixes in the space of a 10-minute car journey.
Oh, really?
In Dubbo.
Yeah.
It must have been 2014. And I was like, oh my God, like, is that really, really happening? And I really wanted to be like Carolyn. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just really wanted. And anyway, yeah, so it just progressed and I think it was 2016, I was named number one consultant in the country.
Oh, wow.
For selling the most.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so that was incredible, and Carolyn helped me with that too.
Yeah.
She helped me. It wasn't enough for me to go to a demo and sell one machine. I said, I want to go to a demo and sell every person at that demo a Thermomix.
Yeah.
And so we talked through.
So 5 guests, 2 demos a month, you text up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to sell 4 machines at every demo. And after, you know, we had a bit of chat and she listened to how I was talking to people and she gave me some advice and coaching, talking to the hosts about who they were going to invite and choosing the menu. We had a really couple of successful months then. So yeah, she really helped me with that.
Yeah. And then you went to team leader. So did she help you with that as well?
She did. She did. It was a bit trickier in those days, team leaders, because Thermomix, even, you know, 6 years in, Thermomix was still relatively new. And the programs were much different to what they are now. It was quite a rigorous process to become a team leader. You had to wait for a vacancy to arise. So there was already a team leader in Dubbo.
So it's geographical.
It was then.
Yeah.
It's shifted and chopped and changed a fair bit, but in those days it was definitely geographical. And because when I joined the Dubbo team, there was 13 Thermomix consultants in Dubbo, which was a pretty full team in those days. We were very successful. We were quite often the number one team in the country.
Wow.
But I wanted more. I wanted to be the boss, and I wanted to, I don't know, you just, I'm never, my mother says to me, Helen, you'll laugh, you're never happy, Belinda. You always want more.
She says that like a bad thing.
Well, I think she does say it's like a bad thing. I feel like it's a bad, she said, but anyway.
I think it's a good thing.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's like achieve that next goal.
There's no such thing as perfection. You should always want to do better and you should always want more.
Yeah. And just keep learning.
Absolutely.
And I've already learned that. What else can I learn?
Yeah. You don't want to rely on what you've done in the past. You need to constantly look for
more goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there wasn't a vacancy for me as a team leader in Dubbo. So there was a vacancy for the Narrabri, Moree, Gunnedah area, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said I'm interested in that, which would mean a lot of travel. We had to run cooking classes in those areas and recruit people, train them. And I put my hand up for that. And that it was a group leader in those days, not a team leader, and they had what they called a JGL challenge, so a junior group leader challenge, which was a 7-month program, and that you had to recruit, you had to encourage new consultants to join your team. So that was X amount of new consultants, you had to sell X amount of machines, and then also the consultants in your team had to be active. So you needed consultants in your team to be selling machines.
Yeah. So you as a team, you would be the team leader and a consultant at the same time.
Yeah. So you still have a personal business at all times. And I guess in the early days, that's your income as well, because generally when people are new, you know, it's a learning process. Some people hit the ground running with Thermomix, like me, I suppose, but I think it's fair to say that not everybody starts their Thermomix career in such a hurry way as I do.
No.
Some, and
because you have to learn what you how to do it as you do it.
There's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things I've learned in my time, particularly as a team leader, is everybody learns differently.
Yeah.
Not everyone absorbs stuff like I do. And I've certainly had to learn how to adapt my teaching. I have done a train-the-trainer before. So in my mind, I knew how to teach people, but people don't learn the same way. So I've really, that's been probably the biggest obstacle for me, is to adapt my learning and to be tolerant and patient of other people.
I was going to say, I know that Bob Proctor always says, we've got this massive knowing doing gap.
Yeah.
So we all know what to do, but you don't do it.
That's right.
So for you, you're like, you only know how to go and sell 10 thermoses, Helen.
Yeah.
Why the hell are you only selling one?
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's, like, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, it's not stick approach. You don't have to sell 10 a month.
No.
But
no,
of course you want to.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that was, I'm still learning that and I'm improving all the time. So yeah, Narrabri, Moree area. I think I went to my first ag quip way back then as well, which was so much fun. I love events. I love ag quip. And then, so I did, I completed my challenge in record time.
Of course.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm. Overachiever.
Yep. Give me a goal. And so then, eventually, a Dubbo team leader role became available.
Oh.
And so it was only normal. I live in Dubbo.
Yeah, yeah.
So I retained the Northwest and took on Dubbo as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So geographically, we had an enormous area.
Yeah. And you're delivering the Thermomix in person.
We're still delivering machines in person. I hate saying, you know, before COVID or since COVID, but that was before COVID. So, and I haven't even told you, Helen, about all the holidays that Thermomix has, I've earned since then. So 2015, Thermomix love to give you a challenge, but they also love to reward you as well. They're a very generous company. So I was one of the top 50 consultants in the country, and I went to Paris with Thermomix.
Wow.
And I went to the factory that made Thermomixes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was called an Emerald Incentive. And, yeah, I earned that.
And was that as a consultant or a team leader?
That was as a consultant.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then the following year, I went to Vegas.
Oh.
As a consultant.
Oh.
So both times I extended my time, and when we went to Paris, you'll love this. We ducked over to Italy for a few days and had a bit of a look around, and then I came back to France and did a backroads tour by myself, which I really, really enjoyed. I loved it. And that taught me that don't wait till you're old to travel overseas.
Yes.
Particularly Europe and those countries they're all cobblestone and don't wait till you're old and rickety. And so, yeah, traveled. So after Vegas, then I became the team leader. And then the next overseas challenge was to go to Italy. But I had to qualify as a team leader and I missed out.
Oh, you failed.
I dipped out.
You're not saying a word, are you?
No, because it's the only incentive that I've missed.
Oh,
travel incentive.
Well, blame somebody else then.
Well, it's because I was just a brand new team leader. So So, yeah, so lots of travel. And in between that, we've got Thermofest, which we're going to Fiji next month.
Yeah. Father's Day.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. do you want to share what happened with Gladiator this year?
Oh, my gosh. So still going on the challenges with that Thermomix gives you. Obviously, they're a sales company. They want to encourage you to sell machines. We as consultants and team leaders, we are commission-based. And so there was, we've recently been taken over by Vorwerk, and we're now Vorwerk Australia rather than Thermomix Australia. And then we are now eligible for a global challenge we're pitted against countries all over the world, and it's called the Gladiator. And in order to succeed, because Vorwerk are also very competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you love them? They want to be the best as well. And so they gave all consultants in the country an incentive over a 5-week period. If you can sell 10 Thermomixes over a 5-week period, that they would give you a $10,000 bonus on top of your commission.
Yeah. Yeah.
$10,000.
Yeah.
And when they told me about that and I got to share it with my team, I'm still blown away. Like, you tell me another job that can give you a 5-week period to earn 10 grand.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, doing what you already do. And then they paid us on top of the commission on top of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just like, here's a lazy 10.
Here's 10 grand.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my, yeah.
And all you've got to do is do what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do more.
Do a stretch. And
and only for 5 weeks, not for 5 years. Yeah, like, no, it was totally achievable. Yeah.
And it was amazing the energy that consultants put into their business, because $10,000 is life changing for many. Yeah. Like, I've seen what it's done to the girls in our team.
Yeah.
So we were lucky, and our team did incredibly well. We in the all over challenge, we came 7th in the country.
Yeah.
And I think we had 11 consultants in our team and $10,000 in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So
one was me. I was one.
You did?
Yep. And yep, two right.
Tell me, what did it mean for you?
The money was fantastic, and I paid that off in motorhome, so that was fine. But the commission that was left is paying for a holiday, so that's cool as well. But what I really got out of it was the camaraderie with everyone. Like, we have a chat through Messenger, and when Belinda was traveling, and if she didn't have any service, then the rest of us would be get on and go, oh yeah, sure, Melinda, yeah, just do that. Or, I don't know how to do this. Someone else would answer. And it's like, I've only got two to go. Well done. Keep going. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. And everybody really stepped up and supported everybody. And it was a really nice feeling.
It was great.
Yeah. And 10 grand.
But our customers got on board with it too.
Yeah.
They were sending their friends, oh my God, you must buy a Thermomix from Belinda, or you must buy a Thermomix from Helen.
Yeah.
She's my consultant and she's going to do this. And it was just the energy for Thermomix was huge. And of course, I mean, we haven't even mentioned, we know it's a fabulous product. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. But yeah, definitely a $10,000 carrot was a game changer.
Yeah. And Vorwerk obviously have a really good business plan, because they've brought out a brand spanking new Thermomix, the new TM7, black, sexy, open cooking,
it's the new
built-in glide board, all the bigger screen. And then they said, oh, by the way, we're going to give you an extra 10 grand. And we're like, hello. Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah. It was probably the most fun I've had.
Oh, that's good to hear. It was a lot of fun.
Ready for the next one.
Me too.
Yeah.
I actually need another 10 grand.
Yeah, that'd be handy. So if you were to have someone ask you, were they interested in buying a Thermomix or being a Thermomix consultant, what advice would you give them?
Well, you've actually got nothing to lose at the moment, Helen, because, well, I don't know if people will listen to this podcast in years go by, but it's 2025.
I think they won't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
documenting history. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So starting in September, you can sign up.
2025.
That's right. You can sign up to become a Thermomix consultant for zero upfront costs. And if you sell 4 Thermomixes in 90 days, your Thermomix will be free. So that's...
Oh, yeah, that's cool, isn't it?
$662 commission per machine.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so if you achieve the 4 sales prior to the 90 days, what do you do then?
You earn commission.
Yeah.
So you keep making it. Keep selling. Or you might decide, look, you know, I've sold 4 machines, I've got my free Thermomix, I'm out of here. And that's okay too.
Yeah.
It's a really easy way to pay for your Thermomix.
Yeah.
So there's 2 ways that you can pay for your Thermomix, with your money or your time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Especially if you know you've got a couple of friends, even if you've got 1 or 2 bench sitters and you're like, well, I'll get mine, sell them to them, they'll have friends around.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden your 4's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, whilst I didn't come on board to earn my Thermomix originally, there's plenty of consultants that have been here solely just to pay for their machine and then they've decided that they love it.
Yeah.
And they're staying.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of them.
Well, I've done it twice. I've earned my 2 machines. I came on and earned mine and then took some time off and then came back. Yeah. And I remember you saying to me, so do you want to just come back because you've already got your Thermomix? And I went, no, I want another one.
Yeah.
And we got at that stage it was... You had to sell 4 in 60 days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and you did that.
Yeah, yeah.
I helped you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good fun. So then I had 2 and then, it's good fun.
Yeah.
So finally, what's your favourite meal?
Oh, my favourite meal. Well, I always would say I'm a savoury person over a sweet person, but my favourite Thermomix dish is Edna's lemon curd tea cake.
Oh, so the big one or the little one?
The big one. The big one.
I've never made that.
You really should make it. It's like gourmet, and you have to overcook it a little bit in the oven so that the lemon curd goes all gooey and caramelly.
Oh, yum.
And the great thing about Edna's lemon curd tea cake is that you can cook it 4 or 5 days in advance and have it, you know, at a dinner party, heat it up with ice cream and custard. And
so it's like a cake on the bottom with lemon curd and then...
And then dollops of cake, more cake mix on top of the lemon curd.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And does that go crunchy?
It's good because it's cakey.
Yeah, okay.
Cakey, crunchy, depending on the ovens. Like we all know ovens are everyone knows their oven. But I quite like this overcooked a little bit. It's really delicious.
Yeah.
But you haven't made it?
No,
I think your guests at the motel would love it.
Can you freeze it?
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
A frozen lemon curd. Actually, that's a funny story. Don't ever freeze 2 kilos of lemon curd.
Right, okay. Because how are you going to eat?
What are you going to do? Frost it. <kilos.
laughs> Make a lot of Edna's tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, tea cake.
Yeah, no.
And the Edna's tea cake is on lemon curd, on Cookie Doo.
On Cookie Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cookiedoo.com.au.
Correct.
Make sure you add the AU because my very first client guest, what are they called? So many different words. I forgot the AU. Oh, yes. And she comes back to me, she goes, Helen, that's a dating site. And I went, oh, whoops, what is that? Yeah, without the AU, it's a dating site. Or
I must have a look.
Yeah. And so it was like, oh, sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay.
You in the end, then you get cooked.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So for those who don't know, that's a digital platform.
Yeah.
That's linked to your machine. Platform. So there's 100,000 recipes. And if you're multilingual, you can, you know.
Yeah. And you can meal plan.
Yeah. All different. Send your grocery list to Woolies and they drop it off.
I did the other day with Cookie Doo actually is that I was, I found an American recipe that I was converting and you could actually change the grams to ounces. On the scales on your machine, so I didn't have.
On the Team 7.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Do you need to know?
Well, the recipe I was reading.
Oh, it wasn't a Cookie Doo recipe.
No, it wasn't a Cookie Doo recipe. Yeah. Oh, so yeah.
I'm guilty of finding recipes. So Mum used to make the old Weet-Bix slice. You know, Weet-Bix cocoa, blah blah. And I'd grab that, actually took a photograph of it in my handwritten book from 1986 when I lived in Canberra. 85, and you know those old-fashioned cookbooks, the little hardback ones, They look like one of those. Anyway, so I took a photograph of that and put it on ChatGPT and said, can you convert the TM7? Like, just took the photo, didn't even have to type it all out. Yeah. And so it came out, and then I went into Cookie Doo and put my own recipe in and added all the other things that I had to do, so which is pretty cool. And one of the new things in Cookie Doo that I really like is the fact that you can add your own notes that are your private notes.
Yeah.
So when I do custard, I don't do corn flour. I use custard powder.
Ah.
And I know that about 80 to 90 grams of sugar is enough. If I put in 120, it's too sweet.
Too sweet.
So, but then I always forget when I go make it again. So now I can put that note in. Yeah.
Great.
Good.
Great.
Good, good. Well, I think that'll do today.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that was really nice. I love that story.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, we don't really get to chat about those stories.
No.
So it's nice to have that. And I'm thinking all your customers, well, today when we were at Agquip, someone's going, oh, hi, Belinda. Oh, hi, Belinda. Belinda's like, oh, hi, how you doing? You sold me a Thermomix about 7 years ago. Oh, sorry, I don't remember.
Yeah. So goals, we'll just leave on a bit of a goal. I am almost at 1,000 customers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many got to go?
I think I've got like 14 to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I could do that tomorrow.
Congratulations. Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, 1,000 Thermomix customers.
Yeah. Do you want me to drop this podcast tonight so you can pick up those other 14 tomorrow? Oh. So I was going to edit it a little bit.
Yeah, no, you can edit a little bit. It would be really good if I could do it before I go to Fiji on the 7th of September.
Then
I get to get on the stage.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. Wear your nan's dress.
Oh, yeah, I think I will wear nan's dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can... if you're interested about nan's dress, if you go and find me on Facebook, Belinda Nugent, the Mixed Up Thermo Lady, or on Instagram, I am the Thermo Mix Lady, and read all about my nan's dress because I think that's another podcast.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah. That's a beautiful story.
It is a great story.
Yeah. So we'll come back in probably 2 months' time and chat about that, but only if you sell your 14 Thermo Mix between now, before you go to Fiji.
Okay, so that means that you're not going to sell any tomorrow then because I'll sell them all.
I don't think so. First in best dressed, I'll fight you for the stage. I'll fight you for that's my customer, get out. No, not at all. All right, well, thanks, Belinda, and that's about it for today.
Truly.
All right, bye. See ya. The Bungalow Motel Gilgandra, pet-friendly, welcoming and full of country charm. Enjoy great service plus your choice of a free drink, grazing board or continental brekkie. Perfect for solo stays or book the entire motel for family reunions or private functions. Was a proud sponsor of Thermagella podcasts. Arrive as strangers, leave as friends.